到。
Let's print silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣基督的圣名，继续我们的课程。
In the Lord Jesus, we continue our study.
好，回到刚刚的问题哦。
Let's go back to the question that I raised.
一个受洗的人是不是从灵生？
Was one who was born, who received the water baptism born of the Spirit?
是不是
？Yes or no?
如果你们都不回答的话，就只好强迫举手了。
If you don't answer, then I will force you to make your wills known by putting up your hands.
然后顺便照个相。
I'm going to take a photo as well.
就可以知道说你们的看法是什么。
Then there will be an official record of your views.
为了让你们不在历史上留下一些不好的记录，就不照了。
In order not to leave a blemished record, you know, then I will not do that.
我们来请看更多前书十二章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
更多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter
12. 第十二节。
Verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the...For the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ.
我们不论是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，因为一个圣灵。
For by one spirit we are all baptized in one body, whether Jews or Greek, whether slaves or free, and all have been made to drink in one spirit.
所以这里保罗讲得非常的清楚。
So Paul tells us very clearly here.
一个受洗的人。
For one who have been baptized.
他是从灵生的。
They're born.Into the one spirit.
所以耶稣说，人若不从水和圣灵生，不能进神的国。
So Jesus said, if you are not born of the water and the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
然后谈到说，从灵生的是灵，从肉生的是肉身。
Then those who are born of flesh are the flesh, and those who are born of the spirit are the spirit.
然后再谈到那个风吹的这个比喻。
And then Jesus talks about the parable of the wind blowing.
他说从灵生的也是这样。
And then he says, so is everyone who is born of the spirit.
所以所谈的就不是我们普通的以为说是得圣灵受洗得圣灵了。
So it's not just talking about receiving a water baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit.
凡是受洗的人，他都是从灵生的。
Everyone who have received water baptism is born of the Spirit.
因为他若不从灵生，他怎么能够成为基督的身体呢？
Because if they're not born of the Spirit, then how can they become the body of Christ?
不是吗？
Right?
一个没有得圣灵的人。
One who have not received Holy Spirit.
他有没有从灵生？
Are they born of the Spirit?
有没有？
Have they?
没有。
No?
还是有？
Yes?
一个没有得圣灵的人。
For one who have not received the Holy Spirit,
他也没有从灵生。
Are they born of the Spirit?
其实从水和圣灵生应该是一个动作。
To be born of the water and to be born of water and of the Spirit should be an action.
得圣灵是另外一回事。
To receive the Holy Spirit is another matter.
不是吗？
Right?
你不能说一个还没有得圣灵说方言的这个人，他还没有从灵生。你不能说一个还没有得到圣灵说方言的人。
You cannot say that for one who have not yet received the Holy Spirit and not speaking in tongue.
他并没有从灵生。
That they were not born of the Spirit.
那等于是否定他的洗礼功效了。
Otherwise you negate the effectiveness of water baptism.
不是吗？
Right?
他洗礼完全没有功效啊。
That means that there is no effect in water baptism.
因为他洗礼他并不能重生啊。
Because through water baptism they cannot be born again.
他并没有从灵生啊。
They have not been born of the Spirit.
他还是属肉体的。
That still belongs to the flesh.
耶稣讲得很清楚啊。
That's what Jesus said clearly.
那在这种情况之下，他就不可能是基督的身体了。
Under that circumstances, then he could not be part of the body of Christ. Then.
所以其实凡是从水受洗的人。
So those who have been born, those who have received water baptism,
他从水又从灵生
了。They are born of water and spirit.
不是吗？
Right?
我没有否定得圣灵。
I'm not saying that we do not we are not talking about the Holy Spirit.
我们现在只是将事情弄清楚一点。
Let's make this very clear.
保罗说我们都是从一个圣灵生的，受洗的。
Paul tells us that we are all baptized in one Spirit.
这里讲的不是得圣灵的那个受洗。
This is not talking about receiving what the Holy Spirit.
因为不可能全教会的人都是得圣灵的。
Because it's impossible. It's not probable that the whole church would have received the Holy Spirit.
但是全教会的人都是基督的身体，不是吗
？But for the whole church, everyone is the body of Christ, right?
不管你有没有得圣灵
，whether you have received the Holy Spirit or not,
你都是基督的身体，不是吗
？You are the body of Christ, right?
是不是
？Yes or no?
Okay. 你既然是属于基督的身体的一部分。
If you are part of the body of Christ,
你怎么有可能还是属肉体的
？Then how can you belong to the flesh?
你当然是不是属肉体的。
Of course, you are not of the flesh.
为什么呢
？Why not?
因为你已经从灵生了。
Because you have been born of the Spirit.
所以洗礼的果效在于圣灵呢。
So the effectiveness of this water baptism depends on the Holy Spirit.
在于主耶稣的宝血跟水。
Of course, it depends on also the blood of Jesus and also the water.
我们再看一节圣经节。
Let's read another verse.
我们看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第六章
Chapter 6
哥林多前书第六章
First Corinthians chapter 6
第十九节
Verse 19
岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗这圣灵是从神而来住在你们里头的并且你们不是自己的人了
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you whom you have from God and you are not your own
因为你们是重价买来的所以要在你们身上荣耀神
For you were brought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
因为你们是重价买来的。
For you were brought at a price.
你们什么时候用重价买来呢
？When were you brought at a price?
什么时候
？When?
受洗的时候，对不对
？Water baptism, right?
好了，我们受洗的时候都是。耶稣基督用他的宝血重价买来的，用他生命买来的。
So during our water baptism, we were brought with at a great price, and that is through the blood of Jesus.
所以每个人都从灵生了。
So we are all born of the Spirit.
所以呢，圣灵都在每个人身上。
So that's why the Spirit is on everyone.
不是吗
？Right.
他讲很清楚啊。
That's very clear.
因为你们身体是圣灵的殿。
Because you are all of you are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵在你们里头。
Who is in you?
哎，那一个没有得圣灵的人。
So, for those who have not received the Holy Spirit,
圣灵在他里头。
The Holy Spirit is still in you.
你是在打要告我的罪状是不是
？I try to get the evidence to accuse me.
如果是对的话
，If that is right,
你应该跟那个没有得圣灵说。
Then you should say to the one who have not yet received the Holy Spirit.Brother,
应该是我了你应该打我不是你兄弟兄弟去犯罪没有关系
Go and sin, it does not matter
反正你的身体不是圣灵的殿
Since your body is not yet the temple of the Holy Spirit
因为你还没有得圣灵呢
Because you have not yet received the Holy Spirit
所以你没有毁坏圣灵的殿呢
So you are not defiling the temple of the Holy Spirit
所以你尽量的去犯罪没有关系
So just go and sin, it does not matter
等到你得圣灵以后
Until the day you receive the Holy Spirit
圣灵在你里头
Until the Spirit is in you
你就不能犯罪了
Then you can no longer sin
不是吗
Right
既然不是的话
Since that is not the case
那一个受洗的人
，For one who have received water baptism，
被重价买来的人
，One who has been brought at a price，
他里头没有圣灵
，Have they got the Spirit in them？
我很想哪一天脱离真耶稣教会我很想哪天脱离真耶稣教会。
I was thinking one day I leave the TJC.
为什么呢
？Why？
为了真耶稣教会的好处。
For the good of the TJC.
我要成为一个反对真耶稣教会的人。
I'm going to go against the TJC.
然后问到你们要全部倒。
So that I ask you and you will all fall.
这样你们才会去寻找道理了。
So that will give you the opportunity to seek into the truth.
要不然你们都醒不过来。
Otherwise, you are still not awakened yet.
不是吗
？Right。
你问自己倒不如你问自己好过别人来问你。
It's better for you to ask yourself rather than someone to ask you.
要不然你去传福音，人家一问你。
Otherwise, when you preach and someone ask you,
好了，一个受洗的人。
One who received water baptism.
你说圣灵没有在你里头。
Are you saying that the Holy Spirit is not in them?
因为你没有得圣灵。
Because they have not received the Holy Spirit.
你说的。
That's what you said.
所以我这个不是圣灵的殿哦。
So I'm no longer, I don't have the temple of the Holy. I'm not the temple of the Holy Spirit.
是你说的，因为圣灵没有在我里头啊。
Because that's what you said. Because the Holy Spirit, I have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
所以我这个身体还不是圣灵的殿。 殿哦。
So that's why my body is not yet the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以我犯罪是无罪的。
So when I sin, you know, I'm sinners.
因为我没有毁坏圣的殿呢。
Because I have not defiled the temple of the Holy Spirit.
这里说怎么说呢
？In here, what does it say? See.
我们再看一次、
Let's read again.
十九节。
Verse 19.
岂不知你们的身体就是圣的殿吗
？Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。
This Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God.
所以不是你们并不是自己的人呐、啊。
For you are not your own.
为什么呢
？Why not?
因为你们是神耶稣基督用他重价买来的。
For you were brought at a price.
所以你被买来的那一刹那。
So when you were at the moment when you were brought,
圣灵就在你里头。
The Holy Spirit is in you.
Okay.
Okay.
我没有否认要求圣灵。
I'm not saying that we do not need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我没有否认说方言是得圣灵的。
I'm not saying that I'm not negating the fact that speaking in tongues is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
但是我绝对不否认一个受洗的人他里头有圣灵。
But no, am I negating the fact that one who received water baptism would have the Holy Spirit in them?
那这个有什么区别？我们以后如果有时间再慢慢谈吧。
Maybe we can talk about the minute differences later on.
好了，所以我说我们第一个观念先弄清楚。
So first, we must make clear our first concept.
一个洗礼的人
，for one who received water baptism，
他不只是从水生
，Not only they were born of water，
他也是从灵生的。
They were also born of the Spirit，
所以他成为属灵的人。
So they were born of the Spirit。
他是被耶稣宝血重价买来的。
They were brought at a price， and that is the blood of Jesus。
所以有灵在他里面。
So that's why the Spirit is in them。
所以他才能够成为基督的肢体。
So that's why they become the member of the body of Christ。
要不然他怎么能够成为基督的肢体呢
？Otherwise, how can they become the member of the body of Christ？
要不然他怎么能够成为圣灵的殿呢
？Otherwise, how can they become the temple of the Holy Spirit？
好，所以洗礼其实洗礼是一个很重要的关键。
So theWater baptism is the crux of the matter.
你整个救恩过程当中
throughout the process of salvation,
你可以说最重要的、最关键的了，哈。
You can say that the crucial point.
你不能说最重要，哈。
You cannot say it's the most important.
因为别的同工讲别的课、啊。因为别的同工他们讲别的课、
because my other co-workers are talking also other topics as well.
哦，你讲的最重要，我们都不重要。
So I cannot claim that this topic is the most important.
它是一个转变的关键、
But we have to realize that water baptism is the turning point.
如果你
the crucial point. If you don't grasp that point,
没有洗礼的话
without water baptism,
那你跟救恩是没有关系的
then you have no part in your salvation.
好，那现在我们当这个弄清楚之后
so after we are clear on this point,
我们就回来一个另外一个问题
let's come back to another question.
这个问题是让我很头痛
and this caused a great headache for me as well.
为什么要有救恩
How come that we need salvation?
为什么
Why?
当然你说亚当犯罪了。
Of course, you say that Adam sinned.
不是吗
？Right.
那在亚当之前，为什么有救恩
？But how come? Then what about before Adam? Why do we need salvation?
为什么
？Why?
因为救恩是在亚当之前就预备好的。
Because salvation was prepared before Adam. Okay, God knew that Adam was to sin.
对不起，我眼睛也不好，我不但头脑不好，眼睛也不好。
Okay, I cannot see you clearly.
是谁？是你哦。Okay.
他呢？
神知道亚当犯罪。
God knew that Adam was the sin.
这个讨论下去会很远哦。
Well, if we go down that route, you know, we will go very far away from here.
好了，好，那我们不谈啊，以后如果有空再谈，我们先讲完。
Maybe we can discuss that later on. Let's just concentrate on water baptism.
因为以弗所书告诉我们
The book of Ephesians tells us
神在创世以前就在基督耶稣里面拣选了我们
That before creation, God has already chosen us in Jesus Christ.
那这个拣选我们并不是说拣选你拣选我
This choosing is not to choose you or to choose me
而是这个救恩已经预备在基督里面了
It tells us that salvation has already been prepared in Jesus
所以凡是要得救恩的人都要经过基督
So everyone who is to receive salvation must go through Jesus
如果不经过基督就没有救恩
If they don't go through Jesus then there is no salvation
那这个救恩呢是在创世以前就预备好了
So this salvation was prepared before creation.
所以为什么需要有救恩
So why do we need salvation?
如果必须要救恩的话
If we need salvation,
那亚当就必须要犯罪了
Then Adam need to sin.
是神知道亚当会犯罪呢，还是亚当必须要犯罪？
Is it because God knows that Adam will sin or would sin, or is it because Adam has to sin?
亚当有没有不犯罪的可能？
Is it possible that Adam would not sin?
啊？有没有？
It's possible, but he choose to sin.
好了，那我讲，好，亚当犯罪了哈。
Okay, Adam sinned.
我们就从亚当犯罪开始讲比较。
Okay, let's start from the sinning of Adam.
亚当犯罪了。
Adam sinned.
神有没有很伤心？
Was God hurt?
啊？
Yes.
如果我知道我的车明天会坏。
If I know that my car will break down, will definitely break down.
结果明天坏掉了。
Then tomorrow it broke down.
而且是在我的计划里面。
And it's within my knowledge.
我的计划。
Or my plan.
我会不会伤心？
Would I feel sad about it?
会不会？
Would I feel sad about it?
再讲一次。
I will repeat myself again.
我是能够控制一切的。
If I can control everything.
我的车子，我预定明天两点会坏掉。
I plan. I know that. You know, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, two p.m. my car will break down.
然后我跟我的天使说。
So I said to my angels.
看着好了，明天两点他已经犯罪的了。
Just look. You know, he's going to sin tomorrow.
你怎么会知道？
How do you know that?
我叫做神呢。
Because my name is God.
就明天两点。
So tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
果然是犯罪了。
So he sinned.
我会怎么样？
What would happen to me? How would I react, rather?
会伤心吗？
Would I feel sad about it?
还是会跟天使讲说，你现在知道我是神吧？
I would say to the angel, now you know that I'm God.
慢慢去想啊。
Think about this carefully.
让你的信仰清楚一点。
To become clearer in our faith.
要不然你去讲，人家听两句都不晓得在讲什么东西的。
Otherwise, you know, it's difficult to say.
他什么都知道。
He knows everything.
他什么都预备好了。
He has prepared everything.
那他伤心什么？
And then, what's the point of being sad?
有什么好伤心？
What's he sad about?
一切是按照你的计划在进行，不是吗？
Because everything goes according to your plan, right?
你早就知道了。
You know it.Already,
你既然早就知道，你有什么好伤心的？
If you know it already, then what's the point of becoming sad?
你为什么会那么伤心？
Why are you so sad about it?
好了，那我们就这个，我们就留待以后，如果还可以谈，我们再谈。
So maybe we leave this part till later.
我们来谈。
If we have the opportunity.
为什么需要救恩？
Now let's go back to why we need salvation.
需要救恩是因为有罪，不是吗？
We need salvation because of sin, right?
如果没有罪，就不需要救恩了。
If there is no sin, then we do not need salvation.
对不对？
Right.
那什么时候叫做救恩结束？
So what do you mean by the end of salvation or the completion of salvation?
就是不再有罪的时候了。
Then that means that you know, there is no longer sin.
就救恩就结束了。
Then that's the completion of salvation.
这个大家都同意吧？
I hope you all agree with that.
我们需要有救恩是因为有罪。
We need salvation because there is sin.
如果没有罪，就不再需要救恩了。
If there is no more sin, then we no longer need salvation.
所以洗礼它有个目标。
So it's,There is an aim for water baptism.
它是跟罪的征战。
It's a battle with sin.
所以洗礼叫做什么？
So what do you call water baptism?
洗去我们的罪。
To wash away our sins.
那是洗去什么罪？
What kind of sin?
一个婴孩还没有犯罪啊。
For a baby who have not yet sinned.
不是吗？
Right?
你要洗去他什么罪？
What kind of sin are you going to wash away?
你说他因为他有原罪。
You say that because of original sin.
这个我很不喜欢这个字的哈。
I don't like that word, that phrase, that term very much.
但是既然大家都这么讲，这么讲吧哈。
But since this is a common phrase used by everybody, I will stick to that phrase.
原罪能不能洗掉
？Can we wash away original sin?
可不可以
？Can we?
我是在旷野呼喊，是不是？
Am I calling aloud in the wilderness?
可以，可以，好。
Yes.
原罪可以洗掉。
So original sin can be washed away.
所以就彻底洗掉了。
So it's washed away completely.
Okay.
Right.
一个弟兄一个姐妹结婚。
So a brother and a sister get married.
没有原罪的。
No original sin.
生了一个小孩。
They gave birth to a child.
有没有原罪？
Has the baby got original sin?
有，从哪边跑来？
Yes. Where does it come from? The church say he has, the baby has, so that he has. So within the church, your answer is perfectly correct.
那若是外面的人呢?
But for those outsiders,
我会说你这个教很奇怪。
They will say that, you know, your church is very strange.
不是吗?
Right? What kind of sin is to be washed away?
所以洗罪
So washing away of sin.
我们要知道说这个罪是在什么地方。
So we need to find out where is that sin.
它在你身上。
Is it on yourself?
没有错，它在你身上。
Yes, it's on yourself.
但是跟你有没有关系？
Got anything to do with you?
应该是没有关系，不是吗？
Probably not, right?
所以保罗在罗马书他这么记载。
So that's why Paul in the book of Romans tells us.
他说亚当犯罪，他死了。
So tells us that Adam sinned and he died.
以后的人，我们看一下吧，罗马书哈。
Let's look at the book of Romans.
你们报名需不需要考试啊?
Do you need to go through entrance examination before you come to the seminar?
要来这边的时候,
Before you come to the seminar, do you need to go through any entry exams?
怪不得。
Maybe that's why.
Okay. 看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans 5.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
然而从亚当到摩西死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。
Nevertheless, sin reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam.
这里谈的是什么？
What's it talking about here?
亚当后面的人是在罪的权下。
Those who are after Adam were under the, bond,under the transgression of sin.
你如果说是罪在他身上
If it says that sin is upon them
那你这个就很难去讲说这个罪怎么来
Then it's difficult to say where the sin come from
因为你说洗礼可以赦罪啊
Because it says that through water baptism sin can be washed away
而且一个是本罪
One is original sin, one is your own sin
本罪是我自己犯的
Sin you know, committed by ourselves
应该不会传给我的孩子不是吗
Then it shouldn't pass on to my child, right?
会传给我孩子是亚当那个罪一直传下来
So the sin that goes to my descendants would be that from Adam, right?
难道他不会被洗掉吗
All this not have not all this been washed away already?
他如果被洗掉他可以传下来吗
If all this have already been washed, then how can that go to the next generation?
按照你的讲话好像是可以哦
According to what you said, it seems that it can.
因为你的父母受洗了
Because your parents were baptized.
没有原罪了
No more original sin.
可能还有本罪了。
But there is still possibility of their own sins.
但他生小孩是有原罪。
But when they give birth to a baby, then the baby have original sin.
这个从哪边来？
So where would the original sin come from?
所以你这个讲法，没有人能够知道你在讲什么东西。
So if you say it like that, then people will be confused.
所以这里他讲是在罪的权下。
So in here it tells us that under the reign of death.
洗礼最终是要从罪的权下将我们救出来，不是吗
？And so it is water baptism is to save us from the bondage or the dominion of sin.
洗去我们的罪。
To wash away our sins.
其实这个跟婴孩受洗有很大的关系。
And of course, that has got to do with a baptism for babies.
婴孩的受洗是要让婴孩脱离罪。
The baptism for babies is to enable them to be away from sin.
虽然但我们讲更极端的例子好了，我们讲一个更极端的例子。
Okay, let's talk about some extreme examples.
如果一个姐妹，一个太太怀孕，
太太就是没有外面的，
外面的一个莫道朋友怀孕。
Okay, if a lady got pregnant,
已经九个月了。
Nine months pregnant.
明天就要出生了。
Tomorrow is going to give birth.
但是我今天接受洗礼。
But today they receive baptism.
这个孩子生出来要不要再洗一次？
And so, are you going to baptize the baby again when the baby was born?
洗礼不是全身都洗吗？
When you baptize someone, the whole body goes into the water, right?
不是吗？
Right?
应该这个部分有没有洗掉？
So, what about the baby?
好了，这个人慢慢去想。
Think about it.
那所以 好，所以呢，洗礼是要将从罪的权下救出来。
So baptism is to deliver us under the dominion of sin.
其实跟你这个罪本身，这个罪本身不一定要附在你身上。
So the sin might not need not be attached to you.
我们今天在跟罪征战。
Today we are fighting against sin.
是为了让罪不要让我们去犯罪得罪神。
Is to cause us not to sin against God.
那今天这个世界已经罪作王了。
In this world.Sin is a king.
所以凡是有生命的都是有罪，都在罪的权势之下。
Everything that has life is under the dominion of sin.
除了耶稣的生命以外
，except the life of Jesus.
任何叫做生命的都叫做死亡。
Anyone who has got life will face death.
不是吗
？Right.
所有的生命呢
？All life.
他的本来的名字，所谓本来就是亚当犯罪之后了，哈。
So after Adam sinned,
生命叫做死亡。
This life turns into death.
一个有生命的人
，one who has life，
他是一个死亡的人
，is one who is dying。
所以在神面前，这个不是一个生命。
And so in the eyes of God, it's not life at all。
所以我们是死人。
So we are a dead person。
我们是因为听到基督的福音，所以复活过来了。
Because we have heard about the gospel of Jesus, that's why it enabled us to be resurrected。
是吗
？Right。
所以透过洗礼，我们就成为一个有灵的活人了。
So through water baptism, we become a person with a living spirit。
回到跟基督一样跟起初一样
To be restored to the original state,
或者是更好的
or even better.
所以我们今天洗礼
so today water baptism
是要将我们从罪的权势下拿出来
is to deliver us under the dominion of sin,
让我们脱离死亡
so that we are away from sin.
因为罪的结局就是死亡
because the end of sin is death.
那一个受洗过后的人他就不再死了
one who has been baptized will no longer face death.
他只是睡着而已
they only sleep.
他还在复活。
They will resurrect.
所以这个人的复活跟那没有受洗的人的复活是不一样的。
So the resurrection of that person would be different from to the resurrection of someone who have not yet believed.
一个信主的跟一个没有信主的人。
One who believed and one who have not yet believed.
在复活那一天是不同的。
On the day of resurrection, they will be different.
是不是
？Right.
有什么不同？好，当它的不同在于我们身体的改变。
The difference lies in the fact that how our body transforms.
我们身体改变，我一个受洗得救的人。
For one who have received baptism and be saved.
他的复活，他的身体就改变了。
The resurrection will cause the body to transform.
跟基督一样。
To be like that of Christ.
一个没有得到真理的人
For one who have not yet received the truth,
他的复活，他的身体不可能改变，跟基督荣耀身体一样。
The resurrection, the transformation of the body cannot be like that of Christ.
这是不可能的。
That's impossible.
虽然是同样是复活
although both resurrected,
但是却完全的不一样。
But they will be completely different.
OK, 所以亚当犯罪
So Adam sinned.
救恩它有意义，是因为有罪了。
Salvation is meaningful because there is sin.
没有罪就不需要救恩了。
Without sin, there is no need for salvation.
所以所谓的救恩就是要得胜罪。
So salvation is for us to overcome sin.
一个能够得胜罪的人，他就有救恩。
For one who can overcome sin, he has received salvation.
如果不能得胜，他就没有救恩了。
If they cannot overcome sin, then they have not received salvation.
那洗礼呢，是让你改变成能够跟罪对抗。
Water baptism will cause you to transform so that you can go against sin.
要不然你是在罪的权势之下。
Otherwise, you will remain under the dominion of sin.
所以在罗马书第五章他讲得很清楚
So in Romans chapter 5 it tells us very clearly
我们看罗马书第五章十二节
Chapter 5 verse 12
他说就如罪是从一人入了世界死又是从罪来的于是死就临到众人因为众人都犯了罪
Therefore just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin and thus sin spread to all men because of all sinned
没有律法以前罪已经在世上但没有律法罪也不算为罪
For until the law sin was in the world but sin is not imputed when there is no law
然而呢，从亚当到摩西死就做了王，连那不与亚当一同犯罪的人也在他的权下。
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who have not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam.
第十五节
，verse 15.
只是过犯不如恩赐。若因一人的过犯，众人都死了，何况神的恩典呢？那与一基督。耶稣基督一人因恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？
But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man Jesus Christ abound to many.
所以这里呢是透过基督让我们能够脱离。 罪的权势。
So it is here tells us that through Jesus Christ it enabled us to be away from sin.
那为什么透过基督我们能够脱离罪的辖制呢？
How come that through Jesus Christ we can be freed from the bondage of sin?
为什么？
Why?
基督到底做了什么事情？
What had Jesus Christ done?
让我们能够脱离罪的权势。
That enabled us to be away or freed from the dominion of sin.
钉死十字架，好。
Crucified on the cross，
战胜魔鬼的全能。
Overcome the power of Satan。
你怎么清楚地描述他战胜魔鬼的全能
？How can you clearly describe how Jesus Christ overcome the power of Satan？
复活
，Resurrection。
好像从比较远的地方比较厉害一点哦。
It seems that you know those who are from afar is even better。
感谢神哦
Thank God.
所以保罗说过了哈
So that's why Paul says.
如果基督没有复活
If Christ had not resurrected.
我们来看哥林多前书
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第十五章
1 Corinthians 15
14节
Verse 14
15章14节
15 verse 14
如果基督没有复活我们所传的便是枉然了你们所信的也是枉然了
And if Christ is not risen then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty.
第十七节
Verse 17,
基督若没有复活你们的信心便是徒然你们仍在罪里面了
And if Christ has not risen your faith is futile you are still in your sins
第十九节
Verse 19,
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望就算比众人更可怜了
If in this life only we have hope in Christ we are of all men the most pitiable
但在基督里从死里复活成为睡了之人出手的果子了
Verse 20 But now Christ has risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who had fallen asleep
死既因一人而来死人复活也是因一人而来
21 For since by man came death by man also came the resurrection of the dead
在亚当里众人都死了照样在基督里众人也都要复活
22 For as in Adam all die even so in Christ all shall be made alive
24节
Verse 24
在后末期到了那时基督呢即将一切执政掌权的有能的都毁灭了就把国交给父神
Then come the end, and when he delivers the kingdom of God the Father, where he puts an end to all rules and all authority and all power.
因为基督呢要做王，只等到神把一切的仇敌都放在他的脚下。
25. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet.
进末了所要灭的就的仇敌呢就是死亡。
26. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
灭掉死亡才有复活的事情
It's only after death is destroyed then we have the resurrection
因为如果没有灭掉死亡
Without death being destroyed
基督就复活不过来
Christ cannot resurrect
如果基督复活不过来
If Christ cannot resurrect
那我们的信都枉然了
Then our faith will be in vain
我们今天所信的都是归空了
Then whatever we believe in today is futile
所以一个没有复活的人
So for one who is not resurrected
没有重生生过的人
For one who is not born again
是一个很可怜的人
Is most pitiable
因为他并不能灭掉死亡
Because they cannot destroy death
所以你会觉得很奇怪
So you may find it strange
为什么一个受洗一个得圣灵的人
How come one who received water baptism and the Holy Spirit
他却仍旧仍然生活在罪中
But still they can live among in sin
还是生活在死亡里面
Or live in deathin death
为什么呢
Why?
因为他并没有复活
Because they have not resurrect
他并没有真正的复活过来
They have not really resurrected
没有错神给他这样的恩典呢
Yes, God has given him the grace
但这个恩典在他身上产生不了作用
But the grace of God cannot generate any effect upon him
就像犹大一样
Like Judas
耶稣洗他的脚
Jesus washed his feet
他是跟耶稣有份的
He had a part with Jesus
但是卖基督的就是他
But he was the one who betrayed Jesus
跟基督完全没有关系
He had no part with the Lord
但他是却一个跟基督有份的人
But he was the one who has a part in the Lord Jesus
所以从这里我们可以知道说一个洗礼要做一个完全
And so through we understand that through baptism we have to be perfect
不是那两秒钟的事情
It's not just in 2 seconds
那两秒钟是打开救恩的道路
Within that 2 seconds, it opens the way of salvation.
接着要让这个恩典能够在你身上表明出来
So that the grace can be manifested upon you.
要在你身上能够得胜死亡
So that upon you, you can destroy death.
这样你才有可能复活过来了
So that it's possible for you to resurrect.
我们可以来看一下罗马书
Let's look at the book of Romans.
罗马书的第八章
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章
Romans chapter 8.
第八章我们看第五节
Verse 5
这里说随从肉体的人是体贴肉体的事情随从圣灵的人是体贴圣灵的事情
Verse 5 For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh but those who live according to the spirit the things of the spirit
体贴肉体的就是死体贴圣灵乃是生
for those who live according to the flesh is、oh,
第七节
oh, because the carnal man is empty against God for it is not subject to the law of God nor indeed can be
第七节、啊、第八章的第七节、啊、原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇敌因为不服神的律也是不能服
Verse 7, chapter 8, verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
第八节
Verse 8,
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Verse 8, so then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
这里讲的是那受洗以后的人。
And here it talks about people who have already received water baptism.
不是讲那个还没有受洗的。
We're not talking about people who have not yet received baptism.
这里是讲那些不管你有没有得圣灵的人。
It's not, regardless of whether you have received the Holy Spirit or not.
凡是在主里面的人。
Those who are in the Lord.
你如果继续的体贴肉体。
If you continue to live according to the flesh.
你就是跟基督为仇敌了。
Then you have enmity against God.
就像保罗时代他所面对的那些使徒们。
Just as in the time of Paul, the apostles that he had to face.
所以第九节他就说。
Therefore it was not.
如果圣灵住在你们心里面，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
So you are not in the flesh but in the spirit if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you.
所以你不能说一个没有得圣灵的人他是属肉体的。
So therefore you cannot say the one who have not yet received the Holy Spirit is in the flesh.
你也不能说一个得圣灵的人却随从肉体的人他是属灵的。
You cannot say that one who received the Holy Spirit but live according to the flesh is spiritual.
不是吗？
Right?
所以这一节跟你有没有得圣灵完全没有关系。
So that has got nothing to do with whether you have received the Holy Spirit or not.
你属肉体是因为你并没有随从圣灵。
You live according to the flesh is because you do not live according to the Spirit.
所以说人圣灵如果人如果没有基督，你就不属基督了。
So that's why if Christ's Spirit is not in you, then you are not you do not belong to Christ.
第十节，基督在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心里却因义而活。
Verse 10 tells us that if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
然而叫基督从死里复活的灵若住在你们心里面叫那基督从死里复活的也必借着住在你们里面的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来
11 But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you
这里谈到说基督耶稣他怎么复活
And here it tells us how Jesus resurrected
那我们将来要怎么复活
And how we are to resurrect in the future
所以在十四节他说说了
So that's why in verse 14
因为凡被神引导的人都是神的儿子
For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
他讲的不是得圣灵的人。
It's not talking about people who have received the Holy Spirit.
他讲的是被圣灵引导的人。
It's talking about someone being led by the Spirit of God.
风往东边吹，你就往东边走。
If the wind blows into the east, then you just go to the east.
这样你就是圣灵神的儿子了。
Then you are the sons of God.
如果风往东边吹，你往西边走。
If the wind blows to the east, but you go to the west,
虽然你是得圣灵受，你是得圣灵受洗的人
，although you have received baptism and the Holy Spirit,
你并不是神的儿子。
You are not the sons of God,
因为你并没有做一个随从，一个真正的重生。
Because you have not yet been born again.
好，所以我说我们今天洗礼是要让我们能够有个能力跟罪对抗。
So water baptism will enable us have the strength and power to fight against.
你怎么能够跟罪对抗呢
？How can we fight against sin？
不是因为你得圣灵。
It's not because you have the Holy Spirit.
而是因为你受洗。
It's because of baptism.
懂吗
？You understand me？
是因为你受洗
It's because you have been baptized
因为你受洗之后神的灵就住在你里头了
Because after baptism the spirit of God dwells in you
你的身体就是圣灵的殿了
That your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit
你不能说一个没有得圣灵他永远不知道圣灵的带领是什么
You cannot say one who have been baptized don't know anything about the guidance of the Holy Spirit
其实这是不对的一种分化
Because that would be incorrect for us to distinguish the two
这里所强调是有没有顺服圣灵
And here it tells us whether we obey the spirit
所以在加太书他讲得更清楚
That's why it's even clearer in the book of Galatians
我们看加太书
Let's look at the book of Galatians
加太书的第二章
Chapter 2
我们看第三章
Sorry, chapter 3
第三章第二十六节
Verse 26
所以你们因信基督都是神的儿子了因为你们受洗归入基督都是披戴基督了
26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. 27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In here it tells us that through faith in Jesus Christ we are all sons of God. Because we all have been baptized into Christ.
那我们看第六节，Chapter 4, verse 6.
Chapter 4, verse 6, and because your sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father.
这里说, 你们既然是神的儿子,
it tells us that since you are the sons of God, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into us,
让你们呼叫阿爸父,
to cause us to cry out, Abba, Father.
所以其实这是都是一体的工作,
so this is the work of the same body.
一个洗礼的人,
one who has been baptized,
他就是神的儿子,
they are the sons of God.
那为什么是神的儿子呢?
Why is he a son of God?
因为神的灵在他里头,
because the Spirit of God is in him.
那为什么他是神的儿子呢?
How come that he is the son of God?
因为他能够顺服圣灵来做,
because he obeyed the work of the Spirit.
所以呢,
so there is a change within himself.
It's
only under such circumstances that he has the ability to overcome sin.
你不能说一个没有得圣灵他不能得圣罪。
You cannot say one who have not received the Holy Spirit can overcome sin.
这个圣灵不是这个作用。
That's not the function of the Holy Spirit.
如果一个洗礼人没有得到圣灵他不能得圣罪。
If one who have received the water baptism but have not received the Holy Spirit cannot overcome sin, then he is not put on Christ.
不是吗?
Right?
他就没有脱离罪的权势。
Then he has not yet left the dominion of sin.
但是让我们脱离罪的权势的是洗礼。
But it's baptism that causes us to be away from the dominion of sin.
为什么他会有这个能力呢?
How come that we would have that strength power?
因为基督从死里复活了。
Because Christ has resurrected from the dead.
他从死里复活，他打破了这个死亡的权势。
When he resurrected from the dead, he has destroyed the power of death.
所以他能够将生命赐给我们。
That's why he can grant us life.
所以一个洗礼人他就成为神的儿子了。
So through water baptism, we become a child of God.
他就属神。
It belongs to God.
他就不可能。 理论上不可能再回到罪里面。
Then theoretically speaking, he can no longer return back to sin.
所以约翰就说属神的他不会犯罪。
So that's why in the book of John, the epistles of John tells us that those who belong to God will not sin.
因为这是两个已经是两个不同的世界了。
Because we're talking about two different worlds.
你跟他已经完全离开了。
You have left him completely.
在洗礼那一刹那已经离开了。
You left by the time you received water baptism.
你已经从罪 进到生命里头,
then from sin you have entered into life.
所以你向罪是死的了,
so to sin you are dead.
我们看罗马书,
let's look at Romans.
罗马书这里, 谈洗礼讲得非常的清楚。
Romans is very clear concerning water baptism.
我们看罗马书第六章,
Romans chapter 6
第六章谈到第六章第一节,
chapter 6 verse 1.
那这里说这样怎么说呢? 我们可以留在罪中叫恩典断乎吗？多吗？
Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
断乎不可，我们在罪上死的人岂能够活在罪中吗？
Verse 2, certainly not. How shall we who die to sin live any longer in it?
那这些人是什么人呢？
What kind of people are these?
第三节,
Verse 3,
就是受洗归入基督的人。
These people are who have been baptized into Christ Jesus.
所以受洗归入基督的人他是在罪上就已经死了。
So those who have been baptized into Christ Jesus buried with him unto death.
第四节, 所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，于是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Verse 4, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
六章第七节,
Chapter 6 verse 7,
因为已死的人是脱离的罪了,
for he who has died has been freed from sin.
一个洗礼的人,
for one who has sinned,
他就脱离的罪了,
he would be away or left sin.
他不再需要等候说方言,
he need not wait for the day to be able to speak in tongues in order to overcome sin.
不是吗?
Right?
你不能对一个没有得圣灵的人这么说。
You cannot say that to someone who has not yet received the Holy Spirit.
因为你这么一说的话, 你等于是否定他洗礼的功效。
Because if you say that, then you negate the effectiveness of his water baptism.
其实洗礼已经让我们脱离罪了。
In actual fact, water baptism has already freed us from the
dominion
of sin. If you are away from sin, how can you continue to live under sin?
圣灵已经在你里面了。
The Holy Spirit is already in you.
你这个身体是神的殿。
This, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
你怎么会在破坏你的圣灵的殿呢?
How can you destroy the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Okay, 所以一个洗礼的人,
so for one who received water baptism,
他就脱离了罪了。
And he has already left
他像罪是死的。
To sin, he's dead.
那在我们要讨论圣灵的果效是做什么了
？Well, then we can go and talk about the effect of the work of the Spirit.
不是吗
？Right.
所以我们今天一个一个观念哈。
So this concept of ours.
我们总是认为说，圣灵好像给我们最大的改变。
It seems to us that the Holy Spirit will give us the greatest transformation.
一个洗礼以后还没有得圣灵，他没有办法改变什么。
For one who received baptism but have not received Holy Spirit, they cannot do anything.
圣经讲的刚好相反。
But the Bible tells us, on the contrary.
圣经讲的果效都是在洗礼当中的果效。
The Bible talks about the effectiveness and the work of the whole water baptism.
在洗礼的时候，我们跟基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Through water baptism, we died, we buried, and we resurrected with Jesus Christ.
所以，一个洗礼他已经复活了。
So through water baptism, we are already resurrected.
不是吗
？Right.
我们来看一节圣经节哈。
Let's read.
我们看哥罗西书。
Let's read Colossians.
我们看哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
十二节。
Verse 12.
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，就在此与他一同复活了。
Chapter 2 verse 12, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God.
都是因信那叫他从死里复活的神。
Who raised him from the dead.
所以这里讲得很清楚。
So in here tells us very clearly.
我们在洗礼的时候跟他一同埋葬了。
Through baptism, we were buried with him.
所以在洗礼的那时候就跟他一同复活了。
So through baptism, we resurrected with him.
那一个复活的人就已经脱离罪了。
One who resurrected is one who is away from sin.
他圣灵已经在他里头了。
The Spirit of God is already in him.
他不再需要等候什么东西了。
He no longer needs to wait for anything else.
他需要求圣灵没有错。
Yes, he needs to pray for the Holy Spirit.
但是并不是说圣灵没有在他里面。
But that does not mean that the Holy Spirit is not in him.
这个我们有空我们可以慢慢讲。
When we have time, we can talk about this in more detail.
你看我们今天所讲的。
So let's look at what we talk about today.
你今天会这个样子，受洗了哈。
Today you receive baptism.
你会这样是因为你还没得圣灵。
Then you say, because you have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
你得圣灵就能够改变。
If you receive the Holy Spirit, then you will be changed.
不是吗
？Right.
但是到最后你很失望啊。
But at the end, you will be very disappointed.
你会发现到说，其实受洗反而是没有改变。
Because
圣灵的反而是没有改变。
Because after you receive the Holy Spirit, you have not changed at all.
改变最多是那些没有得圣灵的。
Those who change most is those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
为什么
？Why？
因为他还没有得圣灵。
Because they have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
所以他要战战兢兢的求圣灵。
So they have got with fear and trembling, they have got to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那已经得圣灵的人
，But for those who have received the Holy Spirit,
那已经保险了。
They say they are already safe.
所以你看祷告会。
So.Look at the prayer sessions.
那些没有祷告、没有圣灵的都在中间哦。
Those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit will come forward.
绝对没人打瞌睡的。
None of them will fall asleep.
那跪在后面的、旁边的这些得圣灵的呢
？But for those who have received the Holy Spirit and kneel at the back,
念的人有了哈、有口无心的一大堆哈、
There are a lot of people who just utter meaningless words.
你可以试试看哦。
You can try it.
一个人在祷告的时候
，When one is praying,
你就问他说哈、
and you ask him,
那这衣服多少钱？
How much is that garment of yours?
衣服啊，
对，
他马上回答你3块。
And he will immediately tell you, £3. Why?
因为他祷告时正在想。
Because within his prayer, he's still thinking about it.
现在是减价时候，不是吗？
Now is the time of sale for sale.
这里是不是
？Right, this the sale is still on, right?
要买什么？平常时间没得想哦。
Normally you won't think of what you want to buy.
祷告30分钟。
You pray for 30 minutes.
好好计划一下。
Let me plan this carefully.
所以，百货公司绕了一圈回来。
So during that 30 minutes, you have gone through all the stores.
但他嘴巴在祷告。
But of course, his mouth is still praying.
他是得救的人，所以没有关系。
But because you know he has already been saved, it doesn't really matter.
要不然就在那边等敲钟了、
Otherwise, you just kneel there and wait for the bell to ring.
真正迫切都是这些还没有得圣灵的。
Those who are really serious in prayer are those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
为什么会产生这个现象
？Why do we have this phenomenon？
但是我们讲的又是相反。
But of course, we talk about it differently.
你今天会这么软弱，是因为你还没有得圣灵。
He says that, you're so weak today because you have not received the Holy Spirit.
你求圣灵就会刚刚起来了。
After you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll be strengthened.
好像洗礼完全没有果效。
As if water baptism has no effect at all.
其实不是的。
But in actual fact, that's not the case.
你看圣经里面许多人。
Let's look at the characters in the scripture.
那些没有圣灵的人
，those who have not received Holy Spirit.
丹尼三个朋友
，the three friends of Daniel.
他们绝对没有圣灵。
They definitely have not got the Holy Spirit.
因为他们什么都不是。
Because
他们什么都不是，也不是先知，也不是祭司，也不是君王。
Oh, so because they are nobody. Okay, they are neither a priest or king or a prophet.
所以圣灵在他们身上可能性不大。
So that's the possibility of the Holy Spirit upon them is very minimal.
以我们今天的看法。
That's looking from our perspective today.
但是在圣经里面有谁比他们更勇敢？
But within the scripture, who is braver than them?
不是吗？
Right?
我们这些得圣灵的。
We have received Holy Spirit today.
有没有比他们更勇敢？
Are we braver than them?
所以从这里会慢慢去思考。
So when we think about this.
得圣灵它的果效是什么？
What's the effect or what's the fruit of receiving the Holy Spirit? You have been away from sin.
为什么还需要在圣灵再来帮助你？
Why do you still need the Holy Spirit to come to help you?
它这个帮助是什么？
What's this help for?
难道一个没有得圣灵，他都不能战胜死亡吗？
Does it mean that the one who have not received the Holy Spirit will die?
他都不能战胜情欲吗？
Can he not overcome lust?
你就回过头来看保罗时代就可以了。
Just look at the time of Paul.
那些跟保罗作对这些人。
Those who are against the work of Paul.
都是得圣灵的
They have all received the Holy Spirit. They have all been baptized.
都是教会的圣职人员
They are all the workers of the church.
他跟保罗争执得很厉害
They have great arguments with Paul.
所以能够改变什么
What could they change?
所以如果我们能够承认这所说的
So if we can admit what we have said
一个第七节、因为一死的人是脱离了罪的六章的七节罗马书六章七节
Romans chapter 6 verse 7Romans chapter 6 verse 7
因为死的人已经是脱离罪了
Verse 7 For he who has died has been freed from sin
我们若与基督同死就信必与他同活
Now if we die with him with Christ we believe that we shall also live with him
因为知道基督既从死里复活就不再死死也不再做他的主了
Knowing that Christ having been raised from the dead dies no more
他死像罪是死的只有一次他活是像神活着的
For the death that he died to sin once for all but the life that he lives to God
这样你们像罪当看自己是死的像 像神在基督里面却当自己是活的
11 Likewise you also reckoned yourselves to be dead indeed to sin but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord
所以一个受洗的人
So for one who has been baptized
他已经活过来
they have life again
他绝对有得胜死亡的能力
They absolutely have the strength to overcomesin
这个能力跟你祷告说方言并没有最直接的关系
This power does not have a direct relationship with speaking in tongues while you pray
你不能说只有那得胜你说方言能够祷告的那个人才有得胜死亡的能力
You cannot say only those who have received the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues during prayer then they would have the strength and power to overcome sin
因为他已经是基督的身体了
Because they are already a body of Christ
纵使我还没得胜你
Even I have not received the Holy Spirit
我也是基督身体的一个部分
I'm still a part of the body of Christ
又有什么灵在我里头
The Spirit of God is in me
不是吗
Right?
那在这种情况之下
So under such circumstances
就会衍生另外一个问题出来了
Then we find another problem
这样的一个人
For this person
他能不能被圣灵充满
Can they be filled by the Holy Spirit?
一个洗礼的人
For one who have received baptism
被耶稣基督宝血重价买来的
One who is brought by the, at the price of
the blood of Jesus 他已经脱离罪了
They have been away from sin.
神的灵在他里头。
That the Spirit of God is within him.
他身体成为神的殿。
His body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit.
这样的一个人。
For such a person.
能不能被圣灵充满？
Can they be filled by the Holy Spirit?
慢慢去思考吧。
Think about it.
所以你就会慢慢的去想。
So you can think about it.
我们今天所要面对一个问题。
Today the problems that we face.
因为我们没有办法有个整体教会力量。
Because we cannot consolidate the strength of in the church.
我们没有办法。为什么？
We cannot do that. Why?
当我们要产生一个力量的时候，
when we want to generate some kind of a power,
我们会分开。
Then we divide ourselves.
得圣灵的，没有得圣灵的。
We divide ourselves into those who have received and those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit, right?
就像你这样一个身体。在征战时候将一个身体打掉了
Just like when you divide a body into two
你这个手指头还没有得圣灵切掉再说吧
This finger they have not yet received the Holy Spirit so let's cut it off
所以你现在就将它打开掉了
So now you are cutting it off
所以这个教会永远没有办法合成一个力量上来
So that's why the church cannot combine the strength together
因为它并不承认
Because we don't recognize it.
并不承认一个受洗的人已经脱离了罪了。
We don't recognize the fact that someone who received water baptism is away from sin.
神的灵已经在他里面了。
That the Spirit of God is in him.
他身体是圣灵的殿了。
That his body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
是神重价买来的。
It's brought with the price.
你还认为说他没有办法的胜罪
We still reckon that they cannot overcome sin
你要他继续等候圣灵
We still want them to wait for the Holy Spirit
所以这些没有得圣灵的人
So those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit
他就有很好的借口了
Then they have the perfect excuse
因为我还没有得圣灵
Because I have not yet received the Holy Spirit
所以我软弱啊
So that's why I'm weak
不是吗
Right?
那你脱离罪做什么
So what's the point of away from
sin 那你的复活的意义在哪里
Then what's the meaning of resurrection
好，那这个我想这个，所以我说洗礼它重要在这个地方。
So that's why it that's why water baptism is so important.
洗礼将整个救恩都成全起来。
The water baptism will accomplish salvation.
让你从罪的权下出来。
That you be freed from the dominion of sin.
这个叫做救恩。
That is salvation.
如果洗礼没有办法让你从罪出来。
If water baptism cannot cause you to be away from sin.
或是没有办法让你得胜罪。
Or cannot cause you to overcome sin.
那这个不是救恩了。
Then that's not salvation at all.
所以保这里说。
So that's why Paul says.
六章的十一节。
Chapter 6, Romans chapter 6 verse 11.
这样你们。
Likewise, you also.
你们这些你们是谁呢
？Who are these you？
就是第三节。
That's verse three.
岂不知我们是受洗归入基督耶稣的人吗？是受洗归入他的死吗
？Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into His death？
所以我们这些受洗以后的人
，So those who have been baptized，
向罪看自己是死的。
To sin, we are dead.
那在基督里面，我们却是活的。
But in Christ, we are alive.
而且能够活出基督的生命来。
And we can also manifest the life of Christ.
能够将基督生命表明的相当的清楚。
As we can manifest clearly the life of Christ in us.
所以教会所需要的是什么样的人
？So what would the church need?
所需要是那些被圣灵充满的人。
The church needs those who have been filled by the Holy Spirit.
不是吗
？Right?
而不是得圣灵受洗的人。
Not those who have received the Holy Spirit and been baptized.
我们今天要参加这个训练，可能是要受洗三年以上吧。
For you to attend the seminar, maybe the one of the criteria is that you have to be baptized for a minimum of 3 years.
这个变成我们一个规矩。这人变成我们一个规矩。
So this becomes a requirement from us.
这个规矩同时带给我们一个没有力量。
But such requirement will bring us will not bring us power, strength.
我们以三年当做圣灵充满。
We use three years and the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit.
不是吗
？Right?
你只要受洗三年就有资格了。
So one of the criteria is as long as you've been baptized for more than 3 years, then you fulfill the criteria.
你如果没有受洗三年，这个可能性不大。
什么可能
我不晓得反正你就不能报名很多东西你都不能报名、
right, okay. So that means that if you have not yet been baptized for 3 years then a lot of things you'll be excluded
但是圣经所要的是被圣灵充满的人
But what the Bible requires is those people who have been filled by the Holy Spirit
要被圣灵充满的人
These people have to be filled by the Holy Spirit
那什么人能够被圣灵充满
Who can be filled by the Holy Spirit
不是教会的全体吗
Isn't it the church as a whole
如果不是教会的全体能够都被圣灵充满的话
If the church as a whole cannot be filled by the Holy Spirit
那这个教会永远有个破洞
Then there will always be a big hole within the church
那这些没有得圣灵的他永远是教会的破洞了
Then that means that those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit will always be a problem within the church
这造成整个力量上不来。
Then that means that we cannot consolidate our power.
所以我们知道说，其实我们脱离罪是用洗礼脱离罪的。
So through water baptism, we are freed from the dominion of sin.
我们是跟基督同时同埋葬同复活。
We died and we buried and we resurrect with Christ.
从此我们就从灵生了。
From then on, we are born of the Spirit.
因为灵住在我们里头。
Because the Spirit dwells in us.
我们每个人都成为神的殿了。
That we are now all becoming the temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们都是基督的肢体。
Because we are all the body of Christ.
因为我们已经得胜了罪了。
Because we can all overcome sin.
这个叫做救恩。
This is salvation.
就是从洗礼来的。
And that's all from baptism.
它救恩的意义就是得胜罪。
And the meaning of salvation is to overcome sin.
得胜罪的意义就是复活。
The meaning of overcoming sin is resurrection.
如果基督没有复活，我们就在罪中。
If Christ has not resurrected, then we are still in sin.
如果你没有复活，你还在罪里面。
If you have not resurrected, you are still in sin.
所以复活叫做重生。
So resurrection is to be born again.
好，四十分到了哈，应该是这个四十分哈。好，那我们就第二节课到这里结束哈。
So we shall end the second session here.
希望你们这两天。当然了，我的课是最后的课了。末日之课不重要的，最不重要的。
So my lessons will always be the last, probably the most, not the least important.
等到你们别的同工的课都准备好的时候。
After you have attended or have gone through all the lessons done by my coworkers.
如果你们还有时间的话。
If you still have time left.
好好的去想一想。
Please think about what I've raised.
让我们真耶稣教会能够重新得力。
So that in the true Jesus Church, our strength can be renewed.
其实真耶稣教会的开始。
In actual fact, the beginning of the church,
并没有分得那么清楚。
It's not so clearly distinguished.
没有。
Never.
你到非洲。
If you go to Africa.
当然，现在非洲历史长了。
Now, of course, now we have got quite a substantial history for Africa.
这个东西又出来了。
So this comes up again.
但是非洲的初期也没有这些。
But even in the beginning of the African ministry, this never happens.
但是你却看到神很大的力量。
But nonetheless, you see the great work of God.
那我们就好好的思想。
So let's think about this carefully.
求神让我们重新得到这个力量。
So may God enable us to pick up the strength again.
每个人都复活。
That every one of us can resurrect.
人都被圣灵充满。
That every one of us can be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 谢谢你。